agreed a deal with the UK government, which it says removes all post-Brexit checks and customs paperwork on goods coming into Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. Alliance Party leader Naomi Long thinks we should now look to the future.
If we are going to have stable institutions, the government now needs to engage seriously on the issue of reform of these institutions. They simply cannot withstand another collapse.
Number 10 insists Brexit freedoms won't be impacted by the agreed changes. Joe Biden says he's made up his mind on how to respond to a drone attack that killed US service members in Jordan over the weekend. The US president hasn't outlined what that will involve. Nurse Lucy Letby, who murdered 7 babies and tried to kill another 6, has been refused permission to challenge her convictions. The 34-year-old was sentenced in August to 14 whole life orders for her crimes at the Countess of Chester Hospital between June 2015 and 16. A man armed with a crossbow has been shot dead by police in South London. Officers intervened after reports he was threatening to hurt people. Having your thoughts alone, control phones and computers, might sound like something from a sci-fi film, but Elon Musk claims to have put a chip into someone's brain to do just that. It's designed to help those with disabilities and neurological conditions. Mike Butcher from the TechCrunch newspaper says details remain vague, though.
There's no independent actual evidence other than a few tweets from Elon Musk, but it's clear that they have been working towards this. There's great claims made about its capabilities and what it might do.
And England's Tyrrell Hatton is the latest big name to join the Saudi-backed LIV Golf. The world number 16's reportedly been paid £50 million to switch from the PGA Tour. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Say, green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had some. Show me a real good
hello once again, lovely legend listeners. Hope your Tuesday has treated you fantastically so far. And thanks so much for being here now on the old Phoenix Airwaves, the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock. I've had a reasonable day. I've been busy, you know, getting about all over the place, but, you know, it's been enjoyable. It's been nice. I've been to work. I've been doing things after work. It's all been fine. I hope your day you can describe as more than fine. It's the 30th of January. It's Tuesday. Loads of ridiculous holidays occur on the 30th of January. I will share more of them with you after I explain the one that leads us into our first track of the day. Of course, as ever, we celebrate ridiculous holidays. We'll look at which celebrities are celebrating today in terms of birthdays. We may or may not hear from Scott Fish, and I'll explain that later on. Prediction Master back in the second hour, of course. And we'll have an intense debate running in the form of a poll you can get involved in on Twitter/X, and fantastic tracks as well. And who knows, anybody sends me a message and we could go off on a tangent or anything like that as well. And potentially some shocking news coming up later on in the show as well. I'll leave you with that just as a little teaser. Some shocking news coming up potentially as well. What on earth could that be? Have you watched TV over the past 7 days? I got heavily involved in Traitors. That came to its incredible conclusion last Friday. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know, and I'm sure you will have enjoyed it just as much as I did. What a brilliant programme. Amazing stuff. Really enjoy the concept, really enjoy the scheming and the outrage. But yeah, there was plenty of that in the final, wasn't there? Incredible. We may discuss that a little bit later on too. So What about the first holiday we are celebrating? Well, did you know today, the 30th of January, all across the UK, is National Escape Day? They just don't tell prisoners that it's National Escape Day. They're not listening. I believe they're banned from listening to any kind of broadcast that talks about escaping. So apologies for that if you're incarcerated right now. Anyway, it is National Escape Day, so if there's something you need to escape from, do it on the 30th of January. If it gets past midnight, you have to wait till the next 30th of January to try escaping from whatever you need to escape from again. There we go. So, with it being National Escape Day, see, not all escapes are bad. You can have a positive escape. What am I talking about? Well, Gwen Stefani knows all about it. Oh, yes. It's not a bitter escape for our Gwen. She may look slightly different now to how she did 20 years or so ago, but that's not important. This is The Sweetest Escape.
FM.
Great start there, Gwen Stefani with the Sweetest Escape on this Tuesday, the 30th of January. If you were here right from the start of the show, you'll know it's National Escape Day today, which is why we're playing that. Great to have your company on 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, and of course via phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM and you'll get here. Also, if you want to see the video feed into the studio, that's available on mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix 98 FM, although we have got an issue with some of the text showing as part of our broadcast at the moment. That is incorrect. It currently mentions the 29th of January. I'm going to get on the case and see what I can do about it. Anyway, still, it's the 30th of January. As I said before, I'm very grateful that you're all here. We've got some fantastic music to come up until 8 o'clock tonight for the end of the show that goes like this. And some wacky features too. Like I said, Scott Fish will be chatting about later on, possibly not too. Prediction Master to be back, the intense debate. I will let you know in a few minutes what is raging on the Twitterverse. And celebrity birthdays still to come. And loads more. I always think when you hear any kind of marketing that mentions things and says, and a lot more, it usually means there isn't any more than what they specifically said. But I like to think on the show that goes like this, you always get more. Now, what ridiculous holidays also occur on the 30th of January? Yes, it is National Escape Day. And there are some other worthy ones, and there are some ridiculous ones. So, of course, let's enjoy them all together right now. As well as National Escape Day, it is also National Plan for Vacation Day. And you may gather the use of the word vacation rather than holiday tells you that is an American holiday. National Plan for Vacation Day occurs today in the USA. Apparently it's a good day to plan. If you want to go away in the summer, I'm thinking May, June, July, possibly August. Plan it today. You know, plan it 6 months in advance. That's what it takes for a successful holiday. But you don't have to go to the US and embrace the US. You can stay in Europe. You can have a lovely time with our European neighbours, because also on the 30th of January, it's National Croissant Day. I didn't quite have a croissant this morning. I had a waffle. And that wasn't just me talking at someone and going on and on and on. I actually ate a waffle, and you can get them in certain supermarkets coated in chocolate on one side. All I'm going to say is fabulous. But it is National Croissant Day. You can get chocolate croissants. I've got to say, I know other brands are available, but a Pret chocolate croissant is fantastic. You can get them in supermarkets as well. It's never quite the same. It's a little bit warm in Pret. Amazing stuff, yes. Forget croissants, though, because as well as that, all week, this week, starting yesterday and going right through to Sunday, of course, how could we forget? It's International Hot Air Balloon Week. Now, regular listeners may be thinking, all the fanfares have been sensible. There hasn't been a silly fanfare yet. I've been saving the silly fanfare, because as well as Hot Air Balloon Week, of course, who could forget? Towards the end of January, every year, it is Meat Week. Why Meat Week? Not as in find a friend and get together, not meat in that respect, meat as in the flesh of animals that we consume. Meat Week, whether you like your chicken, your lamb, your turkey, your beef, your pork, your venison, and all the other meat options, fish, yes. Yeah, it is Meat Week. Know what you're thinking, how are you going to find tracks that link to that? Bear with me, we're going to get them all in. And most excitingly, of course, all month. All, bear in mind, this is all month, so many of you will be sad that there's not too much of it left. All month, this is a genuinely recognised holiday. It is National Prune Breakfast Month. Well, I don't know what to say. If you've been having prune breakfasts all throughout January, maybe you want to escape from that. Maybe Enrique can help you on National Escape Day.
Sweet mama, Phoenix FM.
That was Enrique Iglesias and Escape. Those of you who enjoy the webcam feed into the studio will be thoroughly delighted that I've been able to fix the textual problem that was occurring. And remember, if you want to send me a message in the chat box on the side of the video feed, you have to have a Mixcloud account, and I will see what you say. That will be marvellous. So, yes, it's all got a lot better for me this evening. And, yeah, loads of stuff still to come. Celebrity birthdays, Scott Fish, Prediction Master, the intense debate. In fact, I will fully explain the intense debate to you right now. And it's got a lot of people interested already. More votes have come in the early part of voting than often come in. I like to get slightly political with the intense debate. Not always. It's not a necessity for it to be political, but I would say it is tonight. And therefore, on the Twitterverse, or X, as it is correctly called now, the platform, it's at Ben Sim Radio, all one word, BenSimRadio, at Ben Sim Radio. Click on the profile and you will see right at the top a poll simply saying, do you support the latest train strikes? Yes, all this week train companies are striking. It's something to do with overtime, so all drivers are refusing to work overtime, so there's going to be less services running on each line on certain days. There's been just non-stop problems with trains and striking over, but it feels like the last sort of 3 or 4 years, probably longer than that as well. And then you get TfL strikes as well, which is different. I appreciate that, but we throw it all into the bargain. Commuting can be a bit of a nightmare sometimes, and let's be honest, it's not exactly cheap, is it? So, do you support the latest train strikes? It's a simple yes or no answer. Single click or tap on your answer to cast your vote. And at the moment, 42% of voters say yes. 58% say no. I'm surprised there are as many yeses as there have been. But it's reached almost 100 people already, this poll. Very exciting tonight. Yes. So do you support the latest train strikes? It's just a yes or no. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X to cast your vote. So get involved, and then why not give it a repost, a retweet, whatever you want to call it as well, so more people will see the poll and more people can cast their vote and get involved. We love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. And I know what you're thinking. It's a Tuesday evening. I've had a hard day at work. I just want to kick back. I want to forget my troubles. I want some form of a cocktail. May I suggest you can escape from it all with a pina colada.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, and I'm the love that you've looked for, write to me and escape. About my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina colada. Red tape. smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I look for. Come with me and escape.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Rupert Holmes with Escape Brackets, the Pina Colada song. Why has that been played if you've just joined us? The first holiday we're celebrating musically on the show that goes like this tonight is National Escape Day. Time to escape. If you've been incarcerated, then get out of there if it's at all possible. Although don't break the law in doing so. If you've been incarcerated and then you're not breaking the law by escaping, have you been illegally incarcerated? I've gone down a rabbit hole there and it's difficult to get back out, let's be honest. I need to escape as well. But anyway, it's National Escape Day as well as lots of other ridiculous holidays that occur throughout the 30th of January. It's National Plan for Vacation Day, National Croissant Day, and I haven't had one. It's International Hot Air Balloon Week. It's also Meat Week. That just seems unappealing. And, of course, how could we forget, how could we fail to be excited by the fact that it's National Prune Breakfast Month all throughout January? I hope you've been having prunes for breakfast for the last 30 days. Oh, yes. You've got one day left. You've also got one day left to do your self-assessment and pay your tax. See, don't say I don't do helpful reminders here, no matter how stressful, on the show that goes like this. On Phoenix FM, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your company this lovely Tuesday evening. It was icy cold a while ago, wasn't it? What, about 10 days ago? Horrendous. And now, feels unnaturally warm for January. Still, we're moving into February. It's usually cold in February as well. What the heck is going on? Nobody say global warming. Don't say it. It's planned for holiday day, planned for vacation day if you're in America. And so therefore, we're going to move away from escaping and move to planning for vacations and celebrating holidays. We're going to do that musically. I'm not going to look at any other features to celebrate holidays. Not going to look at the best holiday destinations. Not going to try and uncover some unknown gems, places to go on holiday, although that would be nice. I'm not doing it. No, I don't care how mutter you ask, how much you mutter and ask. What am I talking about? And yet I'm carrying on talking. Brilliant. I need a track to get me out of this sheer amount of ridiculousness that's currently spouting from my larynx. And that's not a sentence you say very often on this show, let alone this station. Right, plan for vacations. Boney M must have done that whilst recording this track.
Hi. Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
There we go, Boney M. Hooray, hooray, it's a holly, holly day. Now, I don't think they meant holly holiday, as in the plant with sharp points around the leaves. I think they meant let's abbreviate holiday to holly and then sing holly holiday. So, yeah, there we go. Votes continuing to come in for the hotly contested poll, the intense debate raging on X, Twitter. Do you support the latest train strikes? Yes or no? The yes is now down to just 37%, 63% saying no. I was expecting it to be even more resounding, but maybe there are people who work for train companies getting involved in the vote as well, who think, you know, overtime needs to be paid better and further problems with the trains need to be fixed. I will be honest, I haven't looked enough into it to know what they're truly upset about. I know it's something to do with overtime, these particular strikes, but obviously there's been a lot of issues over recent years. So, yeah, all I asked was, do you support the latest train strikes, yes or no? And 37-63 in favour of the no's. Will it change before I go off the air? It will if you get involved at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X, and then visit the poll, and it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. It's great that people get involved. Thank you to everyone that's done it so far. Why not give it a repost, retweet as well? More people will see it. More people can get involved as well. There we go. So, yes, I'll explain exactly what's going on with Scott Fish after the next track, because I can't speak to him live on the phone now, but there is a reason. But we'll find out what the heck's happened to Scott very shortly. You won't be surprised to learn he's gone into some form of scrape somewhere, some way. But that's Scott Fish for you. That's the beauty of Scott. I'm sure he'll be back at some point in the future. Any fines or court costs that are pending will surely be resolved by next week. Anyway, let's have another track and then I'll explain in more detail. In the meantime, yes, it is Plan Your Vacation Day. Here's Madonna. Some people like to get away in January, don't they? Maybe you're planning for an imminent vacation. Maybe you're packing. Imagine if you're going away tomorrow. That'd be fabulous. Where's warm in January? You've got to look at the other side of the world, haven't you? Nobody say Australia or New Zealand. That's too far, isn't it? Japan? I'll stop suggesting random countries.
Just one day out of life, it would
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Madonna enjoying her holiday, of course. It's the 30th of January. Somehow we're over half an hour through the show already. Absolutely incredible. And I did say I would speak to you all about Scott Fish.
Phoenix 98 FM.
As I said a few moments ago, we cannot speak to Scott Fish live, and this is the reason. Now, I also said at the top of the show about Traitors Season 2 finishing in the UK last Friday, and riveting viewing it was as well. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it would be a bit of fun to send Scott Fish off to rove and report back on something that went on in Traitors, on the final of Traitors, speaking to the people that were in Traitors, maybe speak to anyone who works behind the scenes on the show. And what Scott did, he told me, was look up the meaning of traitor. And one of the meanings of traitor is someone who commits treason. So Scott Fish thought, in his investigative, roving, reporting way, it would be fun to see what happens to someone who commits treason. So he went near Buckingham Palace and started shouting something about threats to the royal family and treason, and he was going to commit treason. And all I can say at the moment is Scott Fish has been detained at Her Majesty's pleasure. Hopefully, not indefinitely. It will not be too long until we can explain to the relevant powers that be that Scott was just roving on behalf of the show that goes like this. And we hope to hear from him again next week. So in the meantime, I'll talk to you about traitors. Scott may be listening to this where he is, although with it being National Escape Day, I said it wouldn't be broadcast into some institutions, so maybe not, but I don't think he's in a traditional one of those institutions anyway. It's just some red tape that needs to be gone through for him to be able to be a free man once again. Let's just leave it there. But Traitors was sensational, wasn't it? What an amazing hit show. It's reality TV, but it's way more interesting than the ones that have become all too familiar. Yes, Strictly's phenomenal with the glitz and glamour. People like I'm a Celebrity, but I'm sort of over that now. I really can't be bothered with it. And stuff like Love Island, I've never liked. And then all these rubbish things like Made in Chelsea and Geordie Shore and The Only Way is Essex. No, not for me. Traitors, absolutely brilliant. Because you're getting people to try and sniff out the sort of bad eggs amongst them, and you're asking the bad eggs to pretend to not be bad eggs and to lie through their teeth to get away with it. And when there's a cash prize involved for anybody that can get away with it, absolutely brilliant. When there's a cash prize involved for everyone that can wheedle, find out who the traitors are, absolutely fascinating viewing. Yeah, the sort of physical exertions they have to do to complete the missions, and then the scheming, backstabbing, all the goings on between the traitors and the faithful. Fantastic viewing. It took me a little while to get into it. I didn't get into it during season one. I think it was the second episode of season two and I was hooked. I've now since been back and watched season one on catch-up services and can heartily, heartily recommend it. I've also been told about Australian traitors being compulsive viewing as well, so I may get into that next. But yes, you have to get involved. If you enjoy the kind of things I've been talking about there, you will love Traitors. It really is so, so interesting. And just seeing how people of all kinds of different ages and backgrounds interact. Great stuff. Yeah, absolutely love it. Heartily recommend it. And I'm sure we'll get Scott Fish back and maybe still find some way of talking to him about it without getting into any sort of trouble with the British establishment. Right, God only knows when that will be, and that links fabulously into this track from the Beach Boys, because we're still talking about planning vacations.
Mm-hmm. as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Beach Boys and God Only Knows. I think right about now it should be time for some celebrity birthdays. Shall we do it? Who's celebrating today then? Well, chat show legend Oprah Winfrey is 70 today. Actor Tom Selleck is 79 today. Singer Adam Lambert is 42 today. Actress Heather Graham is 54 today. Singer Rag and Bone Man is 39 today. Actor Tim Healy is 72 today. Presenter Claire Balding is 53 today. Legendary DJ Tony Blackburn is 81 today. And podcaster, author and former Queen of the Jungle Giovanna Fletcher is 39 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday as well, we wish you very many happy returns of the day for the whole team here on the show that goes like this at Phoenix FM. Shall we have another track that celebrates planning a holiday? Oh yes. Are you feeling warm? If not, Diana is going to help you turn up the sunshine.
Turning up like snacks.
Diana Ross and Turn Up the Sunshine. I hadn't heard that, and then I heard it a couple of summers ago and loved it, thought it was fabulous. This is the show that goes like this, with me, Ben Simmons, with you on Phoenix FM up until 8 o'clock tonight. But then keep it here on this fantastic station, because after me, Rob Harvey in again with Synth City, and then the playlist from 10 o'clock. Always fantastic stuff. So, yes, it's going to be very exciting. We've still got Prediction Master to come, the results of the intense debate. You now know what's happened to Scott Fish. We've done celebrity birthdays, and we've got to play loads more fantastic tracks that link to the crazy holidays we're celebrating today as well, such as National Escape Day, National Plan for Vacation Day, National Croissant Day. It's going to be interesting finding songs that link to that, but you know me, I'll find a way. It's also International Hot Air Balloon Week. And it's Meat Week. I don't know why that exists. I know why Hot Air Balloon Week exists, but Meat Week seems a bit unnecessary. And then National Prune Breakfast Month occurs all throughout January. How exciting that is for everybody concerned. Do you have prunes for breakfast? I don't think I ever have. I've tasted prunes. I must have had them when I was at school. It's not something I would ever choose to consume in my own home. When forced, I may have prunes for breakfast. When I have a choice, I won't have prunes for breakfast. Right, it's as simple as that. okay, time for more great music? Absolutely. Gotta love a bit of KC and the Sunshine Band. Are you planning your holiday? Is that the way you like it? Fabulous.
You're not
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And simply because there are so many great tracks I want to bring you tonight, I need to play another one quite quickly. Otherwise, they might not all fit in, and I've got a corker to play us out. Yes, I have got tracks that link to National Croissant Day. I've got quite a few that link to Hot Air Balloon Week, several that link to Meat Week, and just one that links to National Prune Breakfast Month. I'll keep you all in suspense as to what that could be. In the meantime, though, let's get quite quickly onto one of my favourite tracks. Always enjoy this one. Can't imagine someone actually trying to steal the sunshine. I watched the film Moonfall a couple of years back, which was similar. This is the not very coolly named Len.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down.
Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged on lacy bugs, all twisted around and beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now the fuss is there for not being there on a confusing morning week. Only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know that it's up for me. Making sure I'm not in too deep. Keep me bursting on my feet.
Check, come here, come here, come here.
Sharon looked so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night?
Sharon! My love!
I was flying on the bench, sliding hard across the street. L-A-T-E-R that week. My sticky palms were in the making straws out of big fat slurping trees.
It absolutely is, you know. That was Len, Steal My Sunshine. It's pretty difficult to steal a sunshine. I guess you have to wait for the giant ball of flaming mass to burn itself out, go supernova, explode and become a, what is next, a red dwarf star? No, it can't be that. It's not going to become a supermassive black hole, is it? I'm not quite sure.